The Story of the Ugly Duckling. Once upon a time, a mother duck sat on her nest hatching eggs. She was quite tired of sitting, because it had taken such a long time. But at last, the shells began to crack, and one after another, the little ducklings poked their heads out.
Well, are you all here at last? Oh, no, the biggest egg is still uncracked. I declare, this is taking a very long time.
And the mother duck settled herself back on the nest. At last the big egg hatched, and out tumbled the biggest, ugliest bird you've ever seen. The mother duck said,
"This one is monstrously large. None of my other children look like him."
Next day, the mother duck took her family down to the water for a swimming lesson. All the little baby ducks popped into the water and splashed about. Even the big gray ugly duckling swam. But the others made him swim a little distance away.
"You're not like us. You're ugly. Go away."
And when Mother Duck took her family back to the farmyard, all of the other animals and birds said the same thing.
"Don't come near us."
"Go away."
"You're ugly. You don't belong here."
The ugly duckling was very sad and unhappy and lonely. "I think I will go out into the wide, wide world," he said to himself. So away he went. But everywhere he was turned away because of his ugliness. He didn't belong with any of the creatures. And he was very sad. Then it was autumn, and the little ugly duckling was swimming by himself in a little pond. One evening he looked up and saw a flock of beautiful white birds flying around above the pond.
"Oh, those birds are beautiful. They're as white as snow, and such long, pretty necks. I've never seen anything so lovely and graceful."
And the ugly duckling hid among the reeds in the pond so the beautiful swans wouldn't see how ugly he was. But they flew away from the cold of the pond region to a warmer country for the winter. The ugly duckling stayed in the pond that winter and almost froze to death. But when spring came and the sun shone warmly again, he raised his wings, and to his surprise he found they had much greater strength than before. So away he flew, and soon he found himself near a beautiful garden. Below him, he saw three of the beautiful white swans swimming in a blue lake.
"I will fly down to be near them, and perhaps if I'm quiet, they won't notice me. But I want so much to be near them."
So he flew into the water and swam toward the stately swans. But to his surprise, the swans welcomed him and swam round and round him, stroking him with their bills. Soon some little children came into the garden and looked at the water. They shouted with joy.
"Look, there's a new one. A new swan has come, and he is the prettiest of them all."
The ugly duckling looked all around him to see what they were talking about. But there was just himself and the three swans. Then he looked down at the water, and he could see himself. But what a change! He was no longer a big, gray, clumsy, ugly duckling. He was the beautiful new swan. Then he was so happy and shy, he hid his head beneath his wing. He thought of how the ducks and other animals had teased him. And now he heard them all say how he was the most beautiful of all beautiful birds. He rustled his feathers and raised his slender neck high into the air and swam about in slow circles.
"I never dreamed I could be so happy when I was the ugly duckling.